Ventura 101. We continue in Parasha Lech Lecha, which means get yourself out. Avram, verse 14 of Genesis chapter 12. When Avram entered Egypt, the Egyptians did notice that the woman was very beautiful, speaking of Sarai, his wife. Pharaoh's princes saw her and commended her to Pharaoh, so the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. He treated Avram well for her sake. Again, he thought Avram was her brother. And Pharaoh gave him sheep, cattle, male and female donkeys, male and female slaves, and camels. But Adonai inflicted great plagues on Pharaoh and his household because of Sarai, Avram's wife. So Adonai protects this precious woman of God in spite of her husband's stupidity. You see the instinct of the father rising up to protect his daughter, inflicting great plagues on Pharaoh and Pharaoh's household. Pharaoh called Avram and said, "What is this that you have done to me? Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife?" Pharaoh obviously has figured it out. Maybe it was Sarai that told him the reality of the situation. He goes on, "Why did you say she is my sister, so that I took her to be my own wife? Now therefore, here's your wife. Take her. Go away." So Pharaoh gave orders concerning him to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had. So again, even though Avram was disobedient and didn't trust and lost faith, they continued to get wealthy. They continued to receive blessing from the Father. He'll work even the mistakes that we make together for our good. He'll make it work for us. He'll bless us anyway. You can't really lose with him. Adonai wants to bless you because he loves you. So they're sent away from Pharaoh with even more possessions. We read in verse 1 of chapter 13, Avram went up from Egypt, he, his wife, and everything he had, and Lot with him into the Negev. Avram became wealthy with much cattle, silver, and gold. So don't fear your mistakes. Learn from them. Repent of those things that would be dishonoring to God. But if you make a mistake, even if you're in that mistake for a long period of time, and you begin to turn from it, God will still use it all together for your good. As he went on his travels from the Negev, which is the desert in Israel, he came to Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai. Today, Bethel is in what is known as the West Bank, although there is a Jewish settlement there in Bethel and Bethel, and we can understand why this little area would be so important to Jewish people, because it's so important here, and it factors in so prominently in the story of Abraham. Bethel. And again, he pitches his tent once again. The altar and the tent and the altar. Yet he was a wealthy man. Not too many wealthy men that live in temporary dwellings, are there? They build permanent structures, usually. But Abraham was not that kind of man. He saw himself as just someone that was passing through this world, that this world was not his true residence. And so he lived very simply and very modestly on this planet. Good lesson here in Abraham's philosophy of life. Verse 4, the place where he had first built the altar, and there Avram called on the name of Adonai. When he was in Egypt, we read nothing about him building an altar, no tent. But it seems now that he has come back to that initial faith. The beautiful passage in Revelation chapter 2, where Yeshua says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works." You see, the famine in the land still was there. But now Avram is no longer troubled by it. It's no longer something that he feels that he has to figure out how to deal with. Why? Because now he is calling on the name of Adonai. This is Torah 101, daily.